何等的不配，但你却在半人中拣选了我们，让我们成为你的儿女，有祷告的权利，能够向你倾心吐意。父神，求你帮助我们，让我们珍惜每一次和你祷告的机会，让我们学会在祷告中寻求你的旨意，让我们学会抛开自己的重担，定睛在你的身上，背起自己的十字架，先求神的国和神的义，让我们以基督的心为心，享受在基督里的安息。主啊，我们将我们的学习、工作、家庭、侍奉以及所有的一切都恭敬交托在你的手上，愿你的恩典和一切美好将借着我们的信从高天之上丰丰富富的流到我们的生命里面，愿你的灵充满我们，让我们在你里面享受你所赐给我们的一切丰盛，愿你得你当得的荣耀。如此从今回的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督得胜名。下面是第二节经文是马太福音十九章三到十二节。马太福音十九章三到十二节，请有圣经的弟兄姐妹翻开自己的圣经，没有的话我们一同来看下去。好，我们一同来读。
一二，有法利赛人的事。耶稣说：“人无论什么缘故都可以说信吗？”耶稣回答说：“那是不造人的，是造娘造。”并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。法利赛人说，这样夫妻为什么不给妻子修筑，就维修呢？也就是说，夫妻因为心意，所以娶你们休息，但起初并不是这样。我告诉你们，但休息与你娶的，若不是为一样的缘故，就是犯罪的吗？有人娶那未休的妇人，也就是犯罪的吗？门徒对耶稣说：“人和妻子既是这样，倒不如不娶。”耶稣说：“这话不是人不能理解的，唯独赐给谁。”才能接受，因为没有神来赐给人，也有被人接受，也有被接受的人不赐给人。这话是能接受，就可以接受。
好，谢谢大家，上堂请继续听说我。
早安，我是林晨。Today I have the good fortune to have my wife Emma translating for me, so I don't have to speak Chinese.
大家好，我是吴一群。我今天由我太太 Emma 帮我翻译，这样不用用中文来讲道。
She's sitting today because a few times when she's translated in the past, she's passed out, and that's something we would like to avoid repeating.
她今天是。翻译的时候他总是坐着，因为他以前在台上昏倒过了好几次，所以我们今天想要避免。
Before I get started, I should also acknowledge that some of this content comes from John Piper at DesiringGod.org.
我开始之前呢，我想要先分享说，其实这里面有一些内容呢，是从约翰鲍勃的《渴望神》来结出的。
Since we're talking about marriage, let me start out with a personal story so you can get to know us a little bit.We've been married for almost 10 years now.
我们现在结婚已经快十年。
Maybe we don't look like that, but we're not 25 anymore.
或许我们看起来不是这样，但是我们其实已经不是25岁了。
Last year, Evelyn and I went to a retreat at the 城北教会 in Chicago.
去年Evelyn 和我去了城北教会的一个退休会。
The speaker talked about four personality types.
那个讲员呢讲到四种我们人格个性
divided along the axes of task oriented and people oriented and creative and traditional.
分的方式呢是重情感还是重目标，创新还是传统。
So we've got the task-oriented creative line.
所以我们有一个是重目标，然后比较创新的狮子。
The task-oriented traditional fox.
重目标不过传统型的牛。
The people-oriented and creative monkey.
重感情，然后比较创新的猴子。
And the people-oriented and traditional dog.
重感情，然后比较传统的狗。
The point that they were making was that in a co-working environment, we need all of these types.
它的重点是说呢，在我们一个一起同工的上面，我们需要这四种人都需要。
So in an evangelistic event,
所以当一个布道会的时候呢
，the dog might be the usher.
所以狗可能是一个很友善的欢迎招待。
The monkey may plan the show.
猴子呢可能是来主导我们要演什么的。
The ox may make sure there's enough food and enough chairs.
牛呢可能是负责准备我们有足够的椅子还有食物的。
And the lion is the bossy coordinator that holds everything together.
狮子呢可能是很有可能是负责的总监。
So as you can tell, for the team to work, we need all of these different personality types.
所以我们可以看到，我们需要一个团队需要工作，我们需要这四种的人，我们都需要。
Guess which type I am?
所以猜猜我是哪一种
？Yeah, and guess what type Evelyn is? Yeah, I thought I got a dog, but I actually got a lion.
我以为我自己找了一只狗，原来可是它是狮子。
Both Evelyn and I are lions, and strongly so.
我们两个都是狮子，而且是很强烈的狮子。
We're goal-driven, determined, direct, and quick directors.
我们是目标性很强，很坚定，很直接，而且动作很快。
But we are often not good followers and don't do things at all costs. And we can be stubborn, strict, and impatient.
不过我们也很难，有时候很难指导，然后做事情有时候没有为别人考虑到，也可能是固执、严苛，然后也比较急躁。
When we started dating, we argued a lot.
当我们开始交往的时候，我们常常吵架。
Actually, we argued constantly.
我们整天都吵架。
We would argue for hours at a time.
我们一次吵好几个小时。
Several times a week.
一个礼拜好几天。
About everything.
关于所有的事情
，from politics，
关于政治
，how to talk to parents，
怎么跟我们父母沟通
，how to serve in church，
怎么在教会里面服事
，and I would always win。
不过我总是赢。
Somehow though, winning didn't usually change Evelyn's behavior or her mind。
不过我赢了，但是 Evelyn 却是没有观念上面没有改变，行为上也没有效果。
So we have the same argument over again。
所以我们又继续吵一样的事情。
Not only does arguing not solve our problems,
不但我们争吵没有解决事情
but it seems to drive people away.
而且呢，会使人渐行渐远。
In fact, Evelyn tells me,
Evelyn 有跟我说过
my mother-in-law is scared of me because of my arguing.
我的丈母娘呢，其实有些怕我，因为我很会争辩。
It was stressful and lonely to argue with the one that you're supposed to share your life with.
跟家人吵架是我们压力很大，也觉得很孤单。
Shortly after we got married, Evelyn came with me to Singapore while I did research there.
他们刚结婚的时候，Evelyn 跟我去新加坡，我在那边做研究，他在那边跟我度假。
It was supposed to be a fun time to recharge.
这应该是一个很休息，可以让我们有更好关系的时候。
The university put us up in a luxury hotel.
那边的学校让我们住了一个很好的五星级饭店。
And we looked out from the 64th floor, overlooking the bay.
我们在64楼上面，然后我们往外看就是那海湾。
So our balcony might look something like that.
所以我们的阳台看出去就是这样子的美景。
However, later she told me.
不过呢，她后来跟我说。
That as she was sitting on the 64th floor balcony.
当她坐在这64楼的阳台上面的时候。
She felt hopeless.
他觉得很绝望。
And if she were not a Christian, she would have divorced me already.
他如果不是基督徒，他早就跟我离婚了。
The point of revisiting our turbulent start is.
讲这个我们刚开始婚姻的动荡的重点是。
Within marriage, even within a good marriage.
在婚姻里面，就算是一个看起来很好的婚姻。
There are very often different opinions.
我们的意见常常不一样。
Even for two people who try to follow God,
就算是两个人想要跟随神的人。
The Bible does not tell us where to live.
那圣经有跟我们说我们应该住哪里。
Who to have dinner with on Tuesday?
星期二应该跟谁吃饭。
How to do laundry?
怎么洗衣服。
Where to put socks?
脏袜子放哪。
So the process of living together peacefully comes from mutual work.
所以能让我们两个要和谐地住在一起的其实是要从神而来。
Today, we've worked out some of how to handle our disagreements.
我们现在呢比较能够来比较有效地来争执。
Our discussions now stretch out over a longer period of time.
我们的讨论呢比较拖得比较长。
So instead of one fierce pitch battle,
所以不是一次的爆发。
We have several short discussions.
我们有几个比较简短的讨论。
To give each other time to think about things.
这样子有冷静的时候。
And I don't win all the time anymore.
然后我也不是想着赢。
We must not lose sight of the fact that marriage is hard.
我们别忘记我们婚姻是很困难。
Even in good marriages, there are difficult times.
就算在很好的婚姻里面也有很困难的时候。
In today's passage from Matthew 19,
今天的经文是从马太福音十九章。
Jesus discusses difficulties in marriage, responding to a question from the Pharisees.
耶稣在讲说我们在婚姻的困难是因为法利赛人来试探他。
I'll have Evelyn read the verse and then I'll carry on.
马太福音九章三到十二节，有法利赛人来试探耶稣说：“人无论什么缘故都可以休妻吗？”耶稣说：“那起初造人的是造男造女，并说过人要离开父母与妻子联合，两人合为一体。这经你没有念过吗？”既然分开，夫妻就不再是两个。既然如此，夫妻就不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神所配合的人不可分开。亚利赛人说：“这样，摩西为什么吩咐给妻子休书，就可以休他呢？”耶稣说：“摩西因为你们心硬，所以使你们休妻。但起初并不是这样。我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是因为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。有人娶那被休的妇人。”也就是犯奸淫了。门徒对耶稣说：“人和妻子既是这样，倒不要不娶吧。”耶稣说：“这话不是人都能领受，唯独赐给谁，谁才能领受。因为有生来就是阉人，或做独生子，也有人被也有被人阉的，并有为天国的缘故自阉的。这话有谁能领受，就可以领受。”
In verse 3, some Pharisees came to Jesus to test him about his views on marriage and the law.
在第三节，有些法利赛人来耶稣，来这边试探他关于婚姻的看法，还有关于法律的看法。
This is quite a test because John the Baptist had recently lost his head talking about Herod's marriage.
这个呢是一个很危险的事情，因为呢当时施洗约翰才刚被杀，原因是因为他在讲关于他们当地统治者的婚姻。
But Jesus doesn't back down.
不过呢，耶稣并没有因此而不说。
He calls for a new standard of faithfulness, pointing back to an old design of God.
他呢指出我们需要的我们一个更新更高的一个关于我们的信心。
In verse 4, he says, But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female.
他里面说呢，在从圣经里面一开始就说我们是造人造女。
So he quotes Genesis 1:27.
所以他说，他讲到了创世纪一章27节。
And traces the meaning of marriage back to the first design of God in creation.
所以他回到我们第一次在神创造男造女的原因。
The issue of divorce and remarriage, he says,
他说离婚和再婚的问题
is not mainly about the way God regulated the hardness of the heart in the law.
不是关于神的法律来管理我们的心。
It's mainly about the meaning of marriage designed by God in creation.
而是我们应该回到神本来对创立婚姻的目的。
So he takes us back behind the law.
所以他呢回到这个律法后面的心。
And he says, God created man male and female.
所以他说神创造了男造了女。
This is the basis of marriage.
这个是婚姻的背后的目的。
God's action and God's design are at stake here.
神的目的呢被挑战。
Not man's idea.
而不是人的目的。
Marriage is not man's idea.
婚姻本来不是人的意思。
Then in verse 5,
接下来在第五节。
Jesus makes the explicit connection between God's creation of male and female on one hand and marriage on the other hand.
所以在第五节的时候，耶稣很清楚地讲到我们造男造女跟造男造女跟婚姻。
By quoting Genesis 2:24.
所以他在讲创世纪二章二十四节。
He says, "For this reason."
因此。
For what reason?
因此什么？
Because of how God created man, male and female.
是因此怎么样神造男造女。
A man shall leave his father and mother, and the two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，这样他们二人成为。
In other words, the leaving of father and mother and the cleaving to one another to form a new family union is God's idea, rooted in the way He created and designed man as male and female.
所以夫妻不再是两个人的，是联合在一起，是神他造男造女的原意。
Then He gives one of the most important and powerful declarations and commands in the Bible.
然后他呢有很清楚也很重视的有一个嘱咐。
In verse 6, Jesus says.
在第六节他说。
Therefore, what God has joined together.
因此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体。
That's the declaration.
这个是他的宣言。
Let no man separate. That's the command.
让人不可分开，这个是他的嘱咐。
The declaration is that the marriage is a work of God.
他的宣言是我们的婚姻是神的工作。
What God has joined together.
神把我们联合在一起。
The union of marriage is something that God does.
这个是神所做的。
It's not just a human decision.
不是我们人所做的决定。
It's not a human tradition.
这不是人的习惯。
And this is true even for people who don't believe in God.
这就算是没有信主的人也是如此。
Marriage is something that God does, not just man.
这是神所联合婚姻的，不是只有人。
Therefore, we see that God designed it in Genesis 1:27.
所以我们可以看到说，耶稣神怎么样在创世纪里面来配合这样的事。
God described it in Genesis 2:24.
神在里面有解释这什么。
And God accomplishes it on the day you get married.
而且在我们结婚的当天，把我们联合在一起。
Therefore, marriage is a work of God and gets its meaning from God.
这样，因此呢，我们的婚姻是一个神的工作，我们的婚姻的原意也是从神来。
So Jesus ends his answer to the Pharisees with a powerful command.
所以耶稣呢，在结尾的时候呢，很重要的跟这些法利赛人说。
Let no man separate what God has joined.
神所配合的人不要分开。
The joining is God's.
这配合的是神。
The separating should be God's.
分开的应该是神。
By death.
是以死而分开。
This is different from some Chinese traditional thinking.
这个跟我们华人传统的想法也是不一样。
There's a Chinese saying that parents and children's relationship is built on blood.
我们有一个说法说，我们父母跟儿女呢是骨肉，是血亲。
And husband and wife are both on promises.
夫妻呢是布衣，是姻亲。
And blood can never be broken, but promises can come and go.
血亲呢是永远打不破的，可是呢姻亲是可以来可以走。
When push comes to shove, our spouse is not as important as our kids.
如果真的遇到困难的时候，其实我们的夫妇关系不是。比小孩子的关系来讲比较不重要。
However, as you can see, this is not only difficult from a Chinese way of thinking.
你可以看到说我们在这不是只有在华人我们的观念里面困难。
But even the Pharisees are challenged.
连法利赛人也觉得这耶稣的讲的这个很困难。
In verse 7,
在第七节说
the Pharisees don't accept it.
这法利赛人觉得这个不接受。
They ask, well, then why does Moses permit divorce?
他就说为什么摩西呢却是让我们可以离婚。
Jesus says in verse 8, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment.
第八节他说耶稣说摩西是因为你心硬所以许你们休妻。
In other words, the law that you use to justify your divorce and remarriage
所以呢你们所用的这个法律
testifies not to the desire of God's heart
不是神所愿的
but to the hardness of your own
而是因为我们人的顽硬。
God has tolerated and regulated the hardness of your heart in his law.
神知道我们了解神了解我们的人的顽硬所以他在律法上面容忍了离婚。
Then in verse 9, Jesus addresses the man who is thinking about leaving his wife to marry another woman.
在第九节他讲到说想离开自己妻子想另娶的。
Whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her.
凡休妻另娶不是因为淫乱的缘故就是犯奸淫。
What's the point of this verse?
这个重点是什么?
Why does Jesus say this?
为什么耶稣说这个?
Doesn't he know that in the audience, there's people who are divorced and remarried?
他难道不知道我们在他的听到的人里面有些人是离婚再婚的吗?
Parents of people who are divorced and remarried?
或者是离婚再婚的父母吗?
Children of people who are divorced and remarried?
孩子是离婚再婚的吗?
Doesn't he know this will hurt?
他不知道说这个多痛吗?
I think he knows that.
我知道 我觉得他知道。
And I think he cares about that.
而且他很重视这个。
There are a few things that hurt more than the breakup of a marriage.
有非常少的事情是比婚姻的破裂还痛。
It is far more painful than the death of a spouse.
这比我们的配偶死去 还更痛。
Not only do you have the loss of the relationship.
不但是你在关系上面的失去。
There's so much hurt in the process.
现中间有非常非常多的伤害。
And the fallout occurs over months, if not years.
而且这个离婚的过程常常是好多个月，而且有时候是好几年。
People think breaking up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend is hard.
我们常常想到说，我们男女朋友分手是很困难。
Many songs have been written about those failed relationships.
有很多歌是关于这个写的。
Taylor Swift has made a career out of writing these songs.
Taylor Swift 歌手呢，因写这些歌变得很有名。
And it's not just in American culture; in Chinese, we have such songs as well.
不在美国里面，而是在我们华人的圈子里面也有许多这种歌。
But the impact on married couples is so much greater.
不过在结了婚的人身上，离婚更是困难。
Because the lives are so much more closely intertwined.
因为我们的生活我呢是更加的错综复杂。
Houses，
我们房子
，kids，
孩子
，career choices，
我们的工作
，just to name a few，
就讲几个而已。
Divorce is terribly painful to bring up。
离婚是一个让人很痛的议题。
Jesus not only knows that，
神不但耶稣不但知道
，but I believe his heart bleeds for our brokenness。
我也认为他的心为我们的破碎淌血。
Before the fall， the Lord never intended us to suffer。Divorce hurts both spouses, and God does not want us to hurt each other.
离婚的对夫妇两个人呢都有非常大的伤害。
But unlike in our day, where not hurting feelings is the essence of love.
不过呢，跟现在不一样的是，我们现在社会是觉得不让人伤心是最重要关于爱的事情。
Jesus thinks the essence of love is helping people to live in sync with reality.
耶稣呢认为真正的爱是需要让人活在真正真理中间。
And next slide, please. Sometimes bringing people to the truth of God hurts.
有时把人带到真理中是很痛的。
And sometimes it doesn't.
有时不是会痛。
But if we believe him, it's always for our good.
不过我们若是相信他是美好的神，我们总是知道这个是。
So I think the aim of Jesus here is prevention, not destruction and judgment.
所以我认为呢，他在这边讲这个的重点呢，是要预防，而不是说要来评论或打击这些人。
He's talking to those people who can still turn back.
他是想要对那些还可以回转的人来让他们知道。
And he's saying marriage is God's idea.
他说婚姻是神所创造。
He designed it.
他所描述。
He described it.
他所描述的,
he accomplishes it.
他帮人完成的婚姻。
What God joins together, he joins deeply together.
他所联合的，他把他很深的联合在一起。
Deeper than feelings.
不只是我们的情感上面。
Deeper than promises.
比我们的誓言上面。
deeper than sex,
比我们性行为上面
deeper than friendship,
比我们的情谊上面
one flesh is a deep, deep mystery,
我们成为一体是一个非常非常深的一个奥秘
That's exactly what Paul calls it in Ephesians 5:22.
在以弗所书五章三十二节，保罗是这样说的。
He says it is an image of Christ and the church.
他说这个是基督和教会。
The union of husband and wife is like the union of God and His people.
是丈夫跟妻子的婚姻是像神和他的人。
It is an ocean of deep, deep unseen wonders.
它是像海洋里面有很多未见之处。
Yet many people today treat it like a backyard swimming pool.
不过现在有很多人觉得它是只是我们后院的游泳池。
For lounging around as long as we feel like it.
我们只要觉得待在里面能够待多久就待多久，不想要就离开。
Jesus says, "God joined us."
耶稣说，神把我们联合的。
God joined us.
神联合的。
The charge of adultery here is much deeper than we think.
我们现在婚外情的严重性是比我们所知道的更多。
In America, adultery is the norm.
在美国里面。婚外情是一个很普通的事情。
Even in China, a recent survey showed that 13% of married women and 33% of married men admit to having affairs.
就算在中国，我们也知道说，现在有3%的女人，还33%的男人都是婚后有承认到他们有过婚外情。
To the Jews in Jesus' time, adultery is properly a death penalty offense.
在犹太人的传统里面。婚外情是可以被打死的。
It's just that Rome didn't let them do that.
不过当时罗马是不让他们这样打死人的。
Marriage then is a image of the covenant between Christ and the church for whom he died.
婚姻呢是一个盟约，是预表说耶稣和他的教会，他为教会所死的。
To walk away from marriage for another relationship is not just about marriage.
我们离开我们的婚姻而去别的关系，并不是只是关于我们的婚姻
，but about Christ and about God，
而是也是关于我们的耶稣基督还有神。
What God has joined together in man and woman in Christ and church do not separate。
既然是神所配合的人，不要分开。
God will never separate Christ and His church。
神永远不会分离他的耶稣基督和他的教会。
To those who are married today。Let your marriage tell the truth about Christ and the church.
如果你今天是结婚者的，让你的婚姻是如此表现。
That's point one. Marriage is a work of God, and it gets its meaning from God.
这是的第一点，婚姻是神的工作，而婚姻的意义是从神而来。
And its meaning is mainly the portrayal of the covenant between Christ and His church.
而它的意义呢，是主要是在讲说，耶稣基督和他的。
For those of us who are past the point of no return,
我们中间若是有已经没有办法回头的
，For example, the ex-spouse has been married.
我们的前夫前妻已经再婚了
，Or we have remarried.
我们已经再婚了
，Or the non-believing spouse is unwilling to stay.
或者是我们未信主的丈夫或妻子不愿意留下来。
I believe God's goodness is so great that He can make good out of every situation.
我认为神的美好是超越这一切的，他会使用每一个情况。
In fact, this is true for all of us.
而且这其实是对我们每一个人结婚与否都是很重要的。
A few weeks ago on Friday, many of us studied Samson.
几周前我们呢有很多我在教会里面有查了关于曾孙的故事。
God called Samson to rule Israel and deliver them from their enemies.
神叫曾孙呢能够来管理管理以色列人。
And to do this, he was supposed to follow some rules and be a Nazarite.
为了要他管理这些人呢，他应该要遵守一些律法，而成为拿撒勒人。
Unfortunately, Samson repeatedly failed to keep all these rules.
不过呢，曾孙一次一次的又不遵守这些律法。
Eventually, God turned Samson over to his enemies.
到最后呢，神让曾孙被敌人抓走。
In the end, however, God still used Samson to accomplish his will.
最后，神确实还是用了曾孙。
Though things might have gone better for Samson if he had followed God's rules.
若是曾孙跟着神走，他或许下场会比较好。
In some ways, Samson's story is our story.
就很多以很多方面来看，曾孙的故事跟我们的故事很像。
Even when we repeatedly go against God's way,
就算我们是不遵守神的话
，He can still use us.
他还是可以用我们。
That's not an excuse for our personal failures.
这不是为我们自己找借口。
It is an encouragement that for everyone that God knows the condition of the human heart.
这是一个鼓励，因为神知道我们是多么的破碎。
He knows that all of us have sinned.
他知道我们都犯了罪。
And He has sent Jesus as the ultimate solution to that.
而他把耶稣基督来带我们带出这个罪。
Understand what this means.
我们来了解这是什么意思。
God knew everything we would do.
神知道我们所有会做跟已经做的事情。
And even so, He still loved us enough to send Jesus down to accept the penalty for our sins.
而且就算如此，他还是把耶稣基督派到世界上面来。
And to guide us back to Him. Remember, since God's forgiveness has reached us,
记得当我们因为耶稣基督因为神的神的想不出来因为神的原谅来到我们中间。
There is no reason for us to look down and judge someone who is struggling with their marriage.
所以我们没有原因去可以去批判其他人在他婚姻上面出了问题。
God did not forgive us so we can look down at others.
神没有原谅我们，让我们可以去批判别人。
Rather, He gave us the church so that we can minister to the needs of our brothers and sisters.
他给我们的教会，让我们能够照顾我们弟兄姐妹。
That's point two. Marriage is not just about the couple.
这是第二点，我们婚姻不是只是两个人的事。
Let us work together towards a godly view and perspective on marriage.
让我们一起为着让我们一起向着神在婚姻上面观点来前进。
And not just intellectually, but practical ways.
不是只是头脑上知识上，不过在实际上面。
Evelyn and I once attended a small group where husband and wife were having some serious marital difficulties.
我们以前在的一个教会小组里面有一对夫妇有一些在婚姻上面有很困难的事情发生。
Sometimes we sensed that she was annoyed at her husband frequently at seemingly normal behaviors.
有时候呢，我们之前发现说，他太太怎么对他先生做出很平常的事情的时候，觉得很厌烦。
But she never shared why.
可是他一直没有讲出来为什么。
He had a stable job that pays well at a government agency.
他有一个呢，政府单位的工作，工资也很不错。
While she stayed home to take care of their three elementary school age children.
然后呢，他待在家里照顾他们三个国小年纪的孩子。
To whom he was also a great father.
而且他也是这三个孩子一个很好的爸爸。
One late night, his wife broke down and texted all the women in our group.
有一晚上他，他太太呢，突然间传简讯给教会里面小组太太们的那个简讯。
Her husband had not come back from getting a burger last night.
他的先生呢，昨天晚上去买宵夜之后就没有回来。
She was fearful for his life and not certain what was happening.
他很害怕他受到伤害了，而且也不知道发生什么事情。
She revealed that he had been struggling with gambling addiction.
他这时候才说出来，他其实有赌博的习惯。
And she was concerned that this was related to his gambling.
他觉得这跟赌博可能有关系。
We were all shocked.
我们都非常的惊讶。
The women offered to take care of the kids so she could go find her.
我们姐妹呢，说我们可以带她的孩子，让她可以去找她先生。
The men started coming with ideas of how to find her.
弟兄们在想说我们怎么样去找她。
A few days later,
几天之后
her husband finally texted his wife saying he was okay.
这丈夫呢，才终于传简讯他太太说他是 OK 的。
And he was in Las Vegas.
他在赌城。
And he would be back in a few more days.
他几天之后会飞回来。
When he came back, he was a mess.
当他回来的时候，他非常的颓废。
He had cleaned up his life savings.
他把他人生所有存的钱全部都花光了。
Tens to hundreds of thousands.
可能几十万至少有从几万块到几十万。
And he finally could not hide his addiction anymore.
而且他终于藏不住他的赌博的瘾。
He decided to go to rehab for a month.
他决定呢离职去医疗中心治疗一个月。
Our small group surrounded them with love.
我们小组呢尽量的爱这个家庭。
The women would go hang out with her and provided a listening ear.
姐妹们常常到她家去跟她作伴。
To empathize with her emotions.
可以来倾听她的痛苦。
The men built things for his kids to play with while he was gone.
弟兄们呢，实际来建造了一些可以玩的东西，让他的孩子可以玩。
And we took him out and tried to spend time with him as well.
而且呢，弟兄们他回来之后也是尽量的能够跟他相处。
Even now, years later.
现在几年之后。
As he continues to struggle with his addiction.
他还是这个瘾还是没有戒掉。
The small group continues to come alongside this couple and their difficulties.
这个小组还是呢继续的来帮助这一对夫妇。
This is a high view of marriage.
这个是一个关于婚姻的看法。
When things are hard,
当状况很困难的时候。
When the person you married disappoints you,
当你婚姻的对象呢是让你很失望的时候。
And breaks your trust,
而且呢打破了你的信任。
The church community supports your family through the hard times.
我们的教会应该是要来帮助我们度过这个难关。
That in turn brings the church community closer together.
这样子让我们在教会里面能够更多的能够让我们更相近。
And makes us more reliant on God.
而且也让我们更靠近神。
From a practical perspective, I've asked some people who've been through this before, and they have some practical suggestions.
从一个很实际方面，我们问了几个是离过婚的人，然后他有几个建议。
First, don't take sides with one spouse or the other.
第一个，不要站在某一个，不要只站在某一个某一方的那一边。
It's so common to hear people say, "Oh, if my spouse ever did that, I'd totally leave."
很多人说，如果是我先生这样，我早就离婚了。
It makes it hurtful for partners, and it can make the relationship worse by driving a wedge between the spouses.
这个让他们的关系更困难，而且让他们更多有心结。
Just be compassionate and listen.
我们就有同情心的听着。
Judgments don't help because there's always something that both sides can do better.
我们来批评哪一方比较好是没有帮助的，因为两方一定都有各样可以做得更好。
Marriage is a union between two sinners.
我们的婚姻呢是两个罪人的联合。
And conflict can be the catalyst for sanctification.
而我们的冲突可以是成为我们成圣的一个催化。
Likewise, suggestions don't usually help.
而且相似的呢，我们给的很多建议，很多时候呢是没有帮助的。
Unless they're solicited.
除非是他们问我们。
Our kids love to say, "No, this is how you do it."
我们的两个孩子很爱讲说，不是这样子才对。
Unfortunately, I've been doing it for a few decades longer than them.
很不幸的是，我这句话我也讲了好几十年。
Even when someone gives a correct suggestion that's unsolicited.
就算别人给的建议。是对的，可是你没有问他。
It's often not helpful.
常常这个也不是很，不是很有帮助的。
People are trying to work out decisions for themselves.
每个人呢都是需要他时间来做他自己的决定的。
And hearing conflicting opinions from the outside might not be best.
而且有许多人的七嘴八舌的帮助他，常常不是帮助。
Second, do not gossip.
第二，我们不要闲言闲语。
Discussion should be limited only to the directly involved people.
我们的讨论呢，应该是只跟直接有关的人说。
Any discussions outside the couple are gossip.
我们只要是在他这夫妇之外的所讲的，其实都是闲言闲语。
Sometimes people talk about a couple under the guise of "Let's pray for brother so and so."
有的时候呢，我们是借着我们为谁谁谁来祷告，来借此来闲言闲语。
Or maybe we should help sister so and so.
或者是我们应该为某某姐妹来帮怎样怎样。
It is very hurtful for gossip to get back to the couple.
当这闲言闲语传到这个弟兄或姐妹的耳朵里的时候，是非常的不舒服的。
Finally, let's not get sucked into the idea that if marriage and kids are hard only for people who are not good enough Christians.
那最后我们也要提醒是说，我们不要想说，到婚姻跟孩子呢出问题的只有那种信主不够灵命不够深的人。
We are all products of the fall.
我们都是堕落之后的结果。
And Jesus promised suffering in the current life.
而且耶稣呢说我们在今生就是会有很多痛苦。
If we follow him.
就算是尤其是我们跟着他。
Speaking of a high view of marriage described within community.
所以我们需要把我们的 婚姻的的看法。
There's never been a generation whose view of marriage is high enough.
我们永远没有我们没有任何一个一个年代是我们有把我们婚姻看得够重的。
I'm not preaching this message because I have the right view of marriage.
我来讲这个题目并不是因为我们的关于婚姻的看法完全正确。
And so I want all of you to come along.
然后大家跟着我就好。
I'm preaching this message because my marriage is hard too.
对，我们讲这个题目是因为我们的婚姻也很困难。
And I need this message too.
我也需要这个讲道。
The chasm between the biblical vision of marriage and the human vision is and has always been enormous.
关于神所看待婚姻跟人所看待婚姻，总是差了非常多。
Some cultures and history respect the importance and permanence of marriage more than others.
有一些文化呢是比较尊重婚姻的。
Some, like the American culture, have such a low, casual, take it or leave it attitude towards marriage.As to make the biblical vision seem ludicrous to most people.
在美国的文化里面，现在对婚姻的看法是如此之低，是觉得要来要走自便啊。所以呢，在看到圣经所教导的时候，觉得这个是很奇怪，很怪异的。
But even in China, the divorce rate has reached 30% of the marriage rate.
不过呢，就算在中国，离婚率也已经到了30%。
Which is not much lower than the 46% rate here in the U.S.
跟美国的离婚率46%差不多，没有差很多。
If the gap between Jesus' view of marriage and the Jewish view of marriage was so different.
我们可以看到说，当时耶稣对婚姻的看法跟犹太人的看法其实有很多差别。
How much more would the magnificence of marriage in the mind of God be unintelligible in our culture?
这神对婚姻的看法跟我们现在的文化有更大的差别。
When Jesus gave a glimpse into this magnificent view of marriage,
当耶稣让我们看到这个他对婚姻的原本的计划
，The disciples said to him,
他的门徒说
，If this is the case of a man and his wife, it is better to not marry.
如果人和妻子是这样，那不要娶了吧。
In other words, Christ's vision of the meaning of marriage was so enormously different from the disciples, they could not even imagine that it was a good thing.
他就是换句话说，耶稣所看的婚姻呢，跟他们当时人所看婚姻差这么多，差到说，那他就干脆不要结婚了吧。
I mention all this in the hopes that it might wake you to consider a vision of marriage higher and deeper and stronger and more glorious than anything our culture.
我提到这个的原因呢，是我想要鼓励大家看我们婚姻的时候呢，超越过我们的文化，让它更深更美好。
Or perhaps even that you have imagined.
或是而且比我们想象的甚至更好。
The greatness and glory of marriage is beyond our ability to think or feel without divine revelation.
我们在婚姻的美好呢，是从圣灵里面所来的。
The world cannot know what marriage is without learning it from God.
我们若是没有神，我们不知道我们婚姻的原因。
The natural man does not have the capacity to see or receive and feel the wonder of what God has designed marriage to be.
我们人自己是没有办法看到说神本来要婚姻是如何的。
I pray that this message might be used by God to set you free from the small, worldly, culturally contaminated, self-centered, Christ-ignoring,God neglecting, romance intoxicated, unbiblical views of marriage. Sorry.
我希望呢，我这个鼓励能够让我们逃脱出我们自私，然后在文化里面所影响的这个我们的观点。
Christ knew he would have to pay the price of his own blood for his redeemed bride.
耶稣基督知道他需要鲜血。来救赎他的
He called this relationship the new covenant.
他说这个是一个新的盟约。
The cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood, Luke 22:20.
在路加说，这杯是由我血所立的新约为你流出来的。
This is what Paul is referring to when he says that marriage is a great mystery.
这就是保罗所说的，我们的婚姻是一个极大的奥秘。
I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
那这是指的耶稣和教会所说的。
Christ obtained the church by his blood.
耶稣是用他的血来换赎他的教会的。
And formed a new covenant with her, an unbreakable marriage.
立了一个新约，一个不能够被破坏的新约。
The most ultimate thing we can say about marriage is that it exists for God's glory.
我们的最终最大的目的可以说的呢，是我们的婚姻是为了神的荣耀所存在。
That is, it exists to display God and His relationship with the church.
这是来代表耶稣和他教会的关系。
Staying married then is not about staying in love.
所以呢，我们留在婚姻里面，并不是为了我们能够沐浴情爱里面。
It is about keeping covenant.
而是呢，遵守这个约定。
Till death do us part.
到死而分离。
As long as we both shall live.
当我们活着的时候，就一起存在。
His sacred covenant promise.
他这个是一个很神圣的一个宣言。
The same kind Jesus made to his bride when he died for her.
这是耶稣他在为他的教会所死所做的宣言。
Christ will never leave his wife.
耶稣永远不会离开他教会的，就是他的妻子。
There may be times of painful distance and tragic backsliding on our part.
很多时候或许会有很痛苦的的煎熬。
But Christ keeps his covenant forever.
不过呢，耶稣他却是为此而永远遵守着他的新约。
Marriage is a display of that.
而我们的婚姻应该是一个这样的反应。
That is the most ultimate thing we can say about it.
这是我们最终可以说关于婚姻。
In summary.
我们来做个总结。
First, marriage is a work of God and gets its meaning from God.
第一个，我们婚姻是神的工作，而且我们是从神而且它的意义是从神而来。
Second, it's not just about the couple.
第二个，这不是只是关于结婚的这两个人的事情。
It's in community that we get this world godly view and perspective on marriage.
我们是要在我们这个团体中能够一起来帮助我们大家有这个神关于婚姻的看法。
And it's not just intellectually, but in practical ways.
而且不是只有我们在头脑上知道，而是我们在实际上也要做出来。
And finally, marriage exists for God's glory.
而最后，我们婚姻呢是为了神的荣耀所存在。
And to show that Christ will never leave us.
他本来是要让婚姻知道，让我们看到耶稣永远不与教会分离的表征。
感谢一群的你。相当于这个信息听到两遍，但是我们的这个，当他的中心思想就是说，耶稣不会教会我们的婚姻思想要守住，请对不起，我们来唱婚姻诗歌，爱。
Thank you.
起低头祷告。Dear Heavenly Father,
Thank you.
We thank you for your word.
我感谢你的话。
We pray that you would awaken us to your view of marriage.
我们求你唤醒我们，让我们能够来看到你对婚姻的看法。
We pray that you would prompt us and you would help us to support our brothers and sisters in their marriage.
而且也让我们能够互相扶持我们弟兄姐妹的婚姻。
Let our relationships with each other show Christ's love to the world.
让我们中间的我们中间的爱能够显示我们耶稣基督对我们的爱。
And now,
而且现在，
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与我们同在，直到永远。阿门。